Here with head coach Nicole Johnson of the Wittenberg Women's Lacrosse Program in her first season here as a Tiger on the Tiger Sports Network, taking a look at the 2010 season. And first of all, coach, welcome to Wittenberg University. First season for you. Obviously exciting. Get some new names and faces and hoping for a good season here in 2010.
Thanks, Ben. Wittenberg has been very gracious in opening their doors to me and letting me join the staff. Garnett Purnell and Becky Hall have both been huge supporters for me and definitely mentoring me into my first head coaching position. I'm really excited about the season. We have our first game coming up this weekend and hoping to make some moves on the field and come out of it with a win and look to go into our spring break season and face some more competition.
Biggest adjustment for you going from being an assistant coach to being a head coach? Obviously the responsibilities are a million times more than they were as an assistant, but at the same time the challenges have to be very exciting for you as well.
Absolutely. The responsibility has definitely become a little bit more than I had as an assistant coach. However, this is my program, and this is I get to do things my way, which is really great. Everything from planning the practices to meeting the individual players and their personal needs outside of lacrosse. But it's really great to mold the athletes into the players in the game that I want to see as far as strategy and individual stick skills. So we're working hard, conditioning, lots of practices, team bonding outside of lacrosse. So I'm hoping the girls come together and I give them all the tools they need to make the wins.
Last year was a breakout season for the Tigers, 7-7 overall, 3-3 in the league, and certainly it was a big turnaround for them. There are a number of key returners from that team, including a couple of all-conference second-teamers from a year ago, Maggie Amarello in the midfield, and also Jordan Beauchamp up top. Talk a little bit about your key returners, who you really expect to step up this year heading into the campaign.
I do have a kind of a younger team this year. I have 3 seniors and 2 juniors, so the rest of our team is freshman and sophomore, but very excited for them to get their playing time. Some returners I'm really, really looking forward to seeing play on the field this year are Joelle Genham. She'll be an anchor for us in the midfield. I think she'll do a great job of running our offense and definitely not afraid to take the one-on-one to goal. Some other returners that I'm looking at are Jordan Beauchamp. She's coming off of an injury right now, but I believe that once she's on the field, she'll be lighting up the goal for our opponents. She's very aggressive with the ball, always a threat every time she touches it, so it's no doubt in my mind that she's not going to be one of our standout attackers this year. Other athletes I'm excited to see play is Bonnie Kenny in between the pipes. She's definitely anxious to get some shots and make some saves for us and really excited to play. She's got an outstanding attitude and think she's going to do some good things for us.
A number of players on this team are two-sport athletes, including Maggie Amarillo on the soccer team. You've got a number of people like Bonnie Kenny who are making the transition from the field hockey squad as well. Obviously, it's good to have them in shape already, but for the other players for whom lacrosse is their only season, it's obviously paramount that they do a lot of workouts in the off season, I imagine.
Absolutely. I've been all about the workouts outside of lacrosse. Our non-traditional season for us in the fall went very well. We had our play day here. We actually hosted several teams travel down. We got to face some new competition. The girls are lifting, they're running on their own. In the fall, we had our seniors really stepped up and did some pickup games. So they've had their sticks in their hands. They've been doing what they need to physically outside of the time that I could spend with them, but they've been working hard. It's been since the fall up until now on their own, and now that season's started, I'm really pushing them at practice.
You alluded to the fact that this is a young team as well as a smaller team than it's been in the past, 19 players, 6 of them are first years. So I imagine a number of those players, maybe all of them, are going to see immediate action out on the field. Somebody that the Tiger fans should look out for this year for your program as far as the first years are concerned?
Yes, Kellen Morrissey is actually coming to us from field hockey, and she was a starter and played and made some good things for them this fall. She'll also be stepping up for us on the lacrosse field. Very aggressive player. She's very quick. She came to me as a defensive midfielder, and she's already making really good plays for us down on the offense. So she'll be playing both ends of the field for us and continue to bring that aggression out onto the field. We also have Alyssa Silva and Katie Warner will be playing defense for us. Both players are willing to take the risk and go out and pressure the ball, work very hard for us down on our defensive end. We also have Erin Giuliano. She'll be a midfielder for us this year and definitely be taking some draws. She's a hard worker. She's the one that's hitting the gym a lot outside of practice and really looking to get a lot of playing time this spring.
Talking with head coach Nicole Johnson of the Wittenberg Women's Lacrosse Program heading into the 2010 season, which kicks off against Fontbonne on Saturday, February 27th. Coach, obviously scheduling was an issue coming into the season. You end up getting not only a trip to St. Louis in the works, but also a trip down to San Antonio for the spring break trip. Talk a little bit about that, how you got it to work together, and then some of the competition you'll see down there.
We're really excited to go to San Antonio. Obviously, the weather is a bit of a factor. It'd be nice not to see a little snow on the field. But the girls are really excited for the competition we face while there. We'll have two games right off the blocks. It'll be University of Dallas out of Texas, Colby Sawyer from New Hampshire. And then our last game of that trip will be Gettysburg, which is big competition for us. Definitely excited to give them a good game. And we'll do other things while there. We're staying right on the Riverwalk. We have the Alamo. We're going to do a little team bonding and go to SeaWorld. So the girls are really looking forward to the good weather, some great lacrosse, and definitely being together as a team over the break.
The rest of the non-conference schedule for you guys includes a number of tough in-region competitive teams, including Trine, Mount St. Joseph, St. Vincent. Talk a little bit about the non-conference, because clearly you guys want to challenge yourself preparing for the North Coast Athletic Conference schedule.
We're really excited to get to see some non-conference play before the season starts. It'll be a great opportunity for us to test our skills and see what works and what doesn't for us before we hit that conference play. It's really important not only to get some wins before we start up in the conference, but to gain that confidence and really, really work hard on the field and be ready for when we do face Allegheny. They'll be our first conference play opening up in April. And then from there on out, every game is very important. We got to look forward to that competition at the end, that tournament. That's our main goal. That's where we want to be.
The North Coast Athletic Conference, as always, is wide open. There are a number of teams that are expected to finish near the top. And after last year's surprising campaign for the Tigers, it is now Wittenberg that's thrown their name into the hat as well. Worcester was the conference winner a year ago. I know this is your first year here in the North Coast Athletic Conference, Nicole, but have you really had an opportunity now to get a gauge of who the teams to beat are? And even more importantly, for some of your women, who the main rivals are?
Yes, well, I have to mention it. Worcester won the title last year for conference play. Definitely a team that we're excited to play against this year, and it's actually one of our team goals this year to beat Worcester. So they'll definitely be one that we'll get really excited to play. Kenyon will be another big opponent for us this spring. They have a very large roster, returning some key players. So that'll be a game that we'll have to work extra hard. We also have Denison and Ohio Wesleyan that are rivals of ours. Both will be on the road. So it'll be our job to get the job done while there and bring the win back to campus.
Being a first-year head coach, have there been other coaches here in the Wittenberg community or from the outside that have been able to give you some pointers? What have you really been able to pick up in terms of learning from your former head coaches in what you expect to implement in your system as a Wittenberg Tiger head coach?
I have lots of mentors within coaching. My head coach from my playing experience at Lynchburg College used to be the men's head lacrosse coach here at Wittenberg. So his heart is definitely out of Springfield, Ohio. He's been a huge mentor for me and lots of help and still follows up with me weekly to see how the Tigers are doing. I also have some coaches that are from within the Ohio area and some competing schools of ours. And then obviously back on the East Coast, everyone's very willing to help out and share ideas and pointers and definitely there for if I need them occasionally.
Being a first-year head coach here, Nicole, obviously it's exciting because not only now do you get the pool here in Ohio to recruit from, which is a growing pool in high school Ohio lacrosse, but also you have your East Coast roots, so you're able to recruit from both the East Coast as well as here in Ohio. Talk a little bit about that process, especially being that this is the first time you're doing it as the head coach.
Well, lacrosse is definitely the fastest growing sport right now in the United States. And coming from the East Coast, it was very easy to recruit out of your backyard. Ohio's up and coming. Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati are all main staples here with cities that we can look to recruit from. I'm excited to see some girls on the roster coming from not just where I am, you know, not just Maryland or Virginia for me, but we have a girl from Texas. We have a girl from New York. We have girls from Michigan. Connecticut, you name it, they're here. Obviously, our roster is majority Ohio, but it's real nice to get in and quickly learn where the hotspots are and where I need to look and really excited about some of the recruits that could potentially be playing for us next year and continuing to build our program in the right direction.
And the good thing is, as well, you have a number of other colleges that are picking up lacrosse in and around Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, and here in Ohio as well. So that means you don't have to travel nearly as far in order to play some quality lacrosse. Now, granted, at the same time, you're having to recruit against those programs, but I guess it's the trade-off that you're willing to make.
It definitely gives us the advantage to have a team that's been established for a while. When it comes to recruiting against these opponents who are up and coming and developing new teams and new sports at their schools, we'll have the advantage of having an established program, and hopefully that'll help be the draw that gets the students to choose Wittenberg over anywhere else.
It's not a one-person show. You have an assistant coach this year to help out with a lot of your duties, both in terms of coaching as well as managing practices, all of that, all of the dirty work, all of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Talk a little bit about Melissa Jackson, a former Wittenberg Tiger herself, and what she's been able to help you do.
We're very excited to have Coach Jackson join our staff. She has done some amazing things as a Wittenberg grad herself. She was able to play both field hockey and lacrosse here while on campus. Standout athlete offensively. She broke several school records before her senior year. And I think her offensive mindset and her game strategy and what she can provide to this team is going to be huge for helping us have a successful season.
And she's also taught you a little bit about what it means to be a Wittenberg Tiger. It's certainly a mentality. It's certainly something that a lot of folks allude to as the Wittenberg way. What is the Wittenberg way in the first 6 or 8 months that you've been here as a Wittenberg Tiger?
Wittenberg athletics have really, I've fallen in love with them very quickly, and I feel like already I've become a Tiger through and through. Everyone's out at all the games. Being able for me to help out at the football games has been really exciting. The atmosphere, the fans, people really, really support Wittenberg athletics. I also have had the experience of attending several of the basketball games, field hockey games, soccer games. Everyone's there, excited for Wittenberg, and every competition we face is a great way for us to grow as a department.
In the coaching network that you talk about in the athletic department, it's great to have good coaching mentors. You've got George Harris of the men's lacrosse program. I'm sure he's had an opportunity to talk with you a little bit about lacrosse here in Ohio as well as here at Wittenberg. But like you said, Coach, it seems as though the coaches all have a pretty good rapport with one another, and that has to be so good to feel like you can walk into anybody's office and feel comfortable as a Wittenberg head coach talking with them about coaching in general, being a Wittenberg Tiger.
It's been really great to have the support of the coaches here at Wittenberg. Norm Riker, our women's soccer coach, has been a wonderful mentor for me. Having lacrosse experience himself, playing at Springfield College out of Connecticut, he played lacrosse. So he has that mindset. He's also helped out as the women's lacrosse assistant coach years past. So he's been really a great asset for me to go to and get that extra advice and that learned the Wittenberg way. George Harris is also with the lacrosse background and similarity there has been someone I've really enjoyed going and talking lacrosse with, the game strategy. I'm just as excited for his season as I think I am for my own. So we want to definitely build lacrosse here and earn that respect and make the programs both stand out as Wittenberg athletes.
Well, Coach, I think a lot of folks are looking forward to seeing how this 2010 season goes. Kicks off this Saturday with a trip to St. Louis to take on Fontbonne, and then conference play kicks off in early April against Allegheny and on through into May. And hopefully we'll be talking about Tiger lacrosse into May as well.
We're really excited to get the season underway. I think the girls are anxious to get on the field and face some competition, looking to have a successful season and not just match what happened last year, but to go beyond that, looking to play well into May, into the NCAA tournament, and very excited to get out and get on the turf and win some games.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking some time, and best of luck to your Tigers this year.
Thank you very much.
That is head coach Nicole Johnson of the Wittenberg Women's Lacrosse Program talking about her 2010 season here on the Tiger Sports Network.